Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you listening each and every Saturday. Mary Pat is with us as well today.
Good afternoon.
She drops by most of the time. We like it when you're here.
Thank you.
Our guest today is named Logan Wells. He is a co-founder of an app called CareZair. Now this is an app for family caregivers, and we're going to get all into it and see how that can help you with a family member that you might be caring for. Welcome, Logan, first of all.
Hi, Julie and Mary Pat. Thanks for having me.
We've had lots of shows talking about the challenges that caregivers have when, you know, caring for a loved one that might have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or just anything as they age. You know, the show targets baby boomers, and as we age, we get a little more frail, sadly. Things happen, right? So tell me how you got involved with this. You're a co-founder, so you're not a baby boomer yet, correct?
No, I'm not. I really got involved in the caregiving industry through my grandmother, who's developed dementia over probably a five-year period of time. So probably 2 years after she was diagnosed, after watching first my parents having to coordinate care and then also participate in caring for my grandmother, I decided that there must be a better way to solve the issue of coordinating care between multiple people, keeping track of medication, and all of the other tasks involved with taking care of somebody. So I made an app called CareZair, as you know, to coordinate everything and put it in one place to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Did you do it with your brother or a friend, cousin?
No, it really was. It was me, and my parents helped.
Got it. Okay.
To an extent, and they gave great feedback to ensure that we could help our grandmother in the best way possible.
So you said that was 5 years ago. How is your grandmother?
She's doing well. She's still living at her house, which is
That's
what we
amazing.
Wanted. That was the goal, because if we can keep her, the end goal for all of us is just to make sure that she's as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
And we think that the app has allowed us to, you know, take care of her, and she's actually doing pretty well.
Can you estimate how many family caregivers there are in the United States? Do you have any idea? There's got to be a lot of them.
Oh, there's a ton. There's a last estimation by AARP was around 43 million, 45
wow.
million.
Wow.
See, like 1 in 8 adults, apparently. It's a big problem that I don't think gets as much attention as it deserves.
No, I agree with you. So tell me about some of the challenges that you as a caregiver and your parents have had coordinating the care for your grandmother.
I'd say the biggest issue was making sure that everyone's on the same page with all the caregivers involved, with taking care of one person. We have, I think, 3 or 4 caregivers. Taking care of her right now.
All family? Is it all family members?
No, we also have paid caregivers.
Gotcha.
And it's hard to make sure everyone's on the same page and make sure that everyone knows her schedule and exactly all the chores you have to do with her. There's just so many things to keep track of, and ensuring that our parents or my parents, me, the caregivers, and also, I guess, my grandmother are on the same page, along with the doctors. And that's just such a hard thing to keep track of.
I agree with you. How old is your grandmother?
Right now, she's 78.
Okay. Yeah, it's fairly young still. So coordinating this with loved ones, you know, back in the day, we just write stuff. I remember having, growing up, of course, I'm older, we had this giant calendar, and my mom literally had it on a cork board or whatever with pens, and we would write, there were 6 kids in my family growing up, so we would all write on there what, you know, if we had basketball practice or, you know, church or choir, whatever we were doing. So your app has basically essentially taken a giant calendar that everybody can kind of write on and put it in one place. And it's called CareZair. Where'd the name come from? It's catchy, obviously.
Exactly. It's catchy. Well, the caregiving process is so serious. It's so stressful on us that we didn't want to get another, like, a typical, you know, healthcare, like, a name. We wanted to make it fun. So we figured we'd just make it catchy, CareZair. You know, a little fun.
I like it. Did you name it, your parents? Or did you sit around and just kind of throw names at the wall one night? Because that's kind of fun. That's probably a good story.
No, that was it. Yeah, we were really bouncing ideas off each other. And then eventually, after some time, we came to the conclusion that CareZair was the best name. Not to be confused with Care Bears.
Well, it's a good name. It is catchy, and we won't confuse it with Care Bears.
Good.
So now, how did you? I'm of a certain age, but you know, I feel like I'm up with technology. I mean, I do a lot of social media. You know, I know how to operate a computer. Blah blah blah. But creating an app is a completely different kind of thing. Where did you learn how to do that?
Well, going into the creating, I had no idea how to do any programming or coding.
Okay.
And there's so much involved. So I had to learn a lot on the internet. There's so many sources. There's so many guides to help walk me through. And there's already so much code out there that I didn't have to worry about, like, learning it like from scratch and having no idea what to work with. So there was a lot to work with in terms of programming knowledge. And
so self-taught.
After a couple
you
of
taught
years,
yourself.
I got it down.
You taught yourself how to do this?
Yes.
Cool. Wow.
It took a long time, but I learned a lot.
Yeah, almost, you know, those YouTube videos come in handy sometimes, right?
Yeah, believe it or not.
So you figured out how to do it. Then what's the next step after you learn coding? Did you go buy the domain, careshare.com?
Yeah, that was involved too. Like a lot of like making sure the business side that we have the trademarks and everything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was talking to the caregivers and reflecting my experience and ensuring, like, designing the app and making sure that with the programming knowledge I have, mm-hmm. that I could accurately make an app that would actually help our family.
What is your background? Like, what did you study? Did you go to college?
I did not. I'm actually graduating high school in a couple weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. What? How old are you, son?
I'm 18. I'm 18.
Look at these kids, Mary Paz. Isn't it great?
Well, he had to be young how to figure out how to do the
app. I know, but I love it. You have changed the world already at your young age and will continue to do so. That's the coolest thing. Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Very cool.
At some point, if you do continue your higher education, you got to get credit for this somehow, like college credits or something.
I hope.
Crazy.
All
right.
That would be nice.
Okay, so we've established that. Okay, the app is called Careshare. Can we find out more about it at careshare.com? Does it work like that? Or do you just go to the...
Yes, you can.
Okay. I will do that in just a moment because I haven't had a chance to go to the website. But I bet if I go to the app store, I can also find it there.
How do you spell it?
Mm-hmm. CareZare. All one word.
Good question. So we're going to talk about what the app does. Can we spend a little time on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so walk us through.
All right. So first, when you download the app, you create your care family, and that's all the people involved in taking care of. You create your care team, all the people involved in taking care of your loved one. We call actually the care star, because they're kind of the star of the show for the whole caregiving process. And so you make an account for them, and then you add care team members, and you can add family members, you can add caregivers. And maybe you want your care star to be involved, so you can add them to have access to the app. And then afterwards, so that allows for everyone to access the information just by having the app. And then you can also keep track of the calendar of your loved one. Like, you can coordinate events that way. There's four major sections, the calendar, the journal, and that's where you can add journal entries and visit reports to your loved one.
Yeah.
There's tasks. So maybe, like, making sure that your loved one takes their medication, maybe shoveling, take out the trash, and finally heads-ups, which are important information that you think everyone on the care team should know, such as maybe there's a bad snowstorm, as we had multiple in Boston, and making sure that they know that it's icy outside or that it's supposed to be a hot day or something.
Yeah, good idea to incorporate that. I see. So you've got calendar, journal, tasks, heads up. Those are the major categories. And people can just kind of fill this in, and then when they open the app, and they can look and see what other people have added.
Yeah, you can add different, you have the ability to add entries, and you can add a task, you can add a calendar event, you can add the various types. And you can also get, so let's say you add a journal entry, you can get notified via phone or email about the task being added. You don't have to worry about, you don't have to always be wondering about,
searching.
Has there been an entry added? Like, how's my loved one doing? You will be, because you'll be notified when it occurs.
Well, it sounds like, you know, the whole community of caregivers contributes almost equally.
Yeah, exactly. This allows for it to be, because the biggest issue is making sure everyone's on the same page. So if you can have, like, you know, various family members all have the same information about your loved one, that enables them to act equally and ensuring that the burden isn't all on one person, as it usually happens.
Yeah.
You know, Logan, here in Indianapolis, we have a organization called Joy's House, and it's an adult, mostly Alzheimer's daycare situation. And they put together a three-ring binder book. This, because the problem, like you said, is one person will take care of them, and the next person comes in and doesn't know. But this app is awesome. I just downloaded it on my phone. And
You have to share it with them, Mary Pat.
Yeah, I will. I will with them, because that, I mean, this is what they're looking for, because otherwise, you know, the next person doesn't know what the other person did or blah, blah, blah. So
that was her way of saying you're brilliant.
Yes, it is.
We're talking to Logan Wells. He's a co-founder of CareZare. It's an app that you can get on your smartphone. You can also go, you can access it on a computer as well. And it helps caregivers overcome the challenges of caregiving. It puts everybody on the same page. So Logan, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about taking care of yourselves and some of the other things that the app provides for caregivers. We'll be right back on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
And we're glad you found us. Thanks for listening today. We are speaking with Logan Wells. He is the co-founder of the app CareZare. It's an app is short for application on your phone. Everybody knows what apps are. Most people do. You can also access this system on your computer, carezare.com, spelled just how you hear it, C-A-R-E, CareZare, Z-A-R-E.com. We've mentioned how this app helps people overcome the challenges that caregivers have coordinating the care for loved ones, right, Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you created this because of your grandmother who is dealing with dementia, and your family and their care for her. It gets a little crazy. And writing this
I
can't imagine having the big calendar and everybody writes on it. And what if it gets lost or coffee spilled on it, all that. This takes care of it. So
you
mentioned the four main things that it does. It's got a calendar component, a journal mm-hmm. component, a tasks component, and a heads up component.
Yeah.
How does this app help a caregiver take care of themselves?
I would say the most important thing you can do with a caregiver is decrease stress. Because I think the average caregiver spends 25 hours unpaid caring for a loved one each week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a part-time job.
Yeah.
So if you can decrease the stress on them and decrease the workload, you're moving towards increasing their general mental health and well-being. Because we don't want them just to like manage their loved one. We want them to actively be with them and through the whole aging process.
I agree. Now, not only does it cause stress, you know, what other symptoms are included with caring for a loved one that's dealing with dementia?
Well, I think a lot of the times you kind of put away your own issues. Like if you're sick mm-hmm. or something, you can't take care of yourself. And because of that, you use money. A lot of people have to lose their jobs or something just so they can take care of their mom or dad.
Yeah.
And the health problems you do that occur when you ignore yourself and allow for them to grow, and you should be caring for yourself, but you have to care for your loved one.
Yeah, it's great to share the burden of something like this, and it's a loving burden because, you know, it's a loved one. Let's kind of switch gears and go right to the app. Mary Pat is over on hers right now, figuring it all out. She just downloaded it. Talk to us about how it's user-friendly. Like even a baby boomer could figure it out if they're not technically inclined.
Yeah, that's, I think, the biggest throughout the process of creating the app and has been really making it simple and easy to use with throughout the registration process, walking the user through creating their care team, adding team members, and adding the specific types of journal entries. And another, probably the biggest thing is on our website, within the next week or 2 weeks after this major, after some updates, we're going to have tutorials online.
Cool.
And video tutorials that should walk them through the whole process.
I love that. Now, tell me about this forever free plan, because this wasn't always a free app.
No, it used to be. Initially, we've been like testing with different business models, and one mm-hmm. of them that we were going to do is make a subscription for each CareStar person being cared for, $10 mm-hmm. a month. But then we decided that the whole part of our business, the whole point of it, is to make it as easy as possible for caregivers. And removing the burden of having to pay that money and removing the burden of decreasing the amount of steps needed to set up the care team would be really helpful for them. And yes, and that would have made it forever free.
Ah, that's wonderful. That's very, very, very thoughtful and kind of you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Mary Pat?
Well, I think if you're a boomer and you don't understand technology, you probably have a grandchild.
Oh, for sure.
They can set it up.
Or
it's really user-friendly. I'm very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, and this guy, I don't know if you were with us earlier, Logan Wells, co-founder of Cares Air, this app, did it because his grandmother's suffering from dementia, and he's a high school senior. Taught himself how to code and figure it out. It's very impressive, Logan. We know that you're going to do some great things in our world, and you already have. So thank you for that from the people in the heartland of Indiana.
My pleasure.
We'll let you go now. Let's just close with some good information. CaresAir.com. It will get you information online. The app, you can just search it in the App Store, correct?
Yep.
And it's wonderful that now you offer a forever free plan. We thank you so much for being on Boomer Radio today.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
And good luck with your grandmother and your family and all your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio. We'll be right back. We can't wait to tell you more about Boomer TV and the new Boomer magazine that's out. Stand by. We'll be right back on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
You know, kids get smarter and smarter, don't they? Or just the world is changing with technology, and so kids are keeping up with it.
But it's not just being smart. It's caring about his grandma. I mean, just the whole, I can't even think of the right words I want to say.
Well, there are a lot of people that care about their grandmother, but he went that extra
100
yards.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Created Cares Air. So anyway, that's very, very cool. So I'm Julie Patterson along with Mary Pat, and we want to talk about the new TV show. We're so excited. We've had like 7 episodes here already, I think.
It seems like 7, but there's only 6.
Only 6. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. It does. So we've got another one coming up. Today is Saturday. The next episode of Boomer TV is Tuesday, 7:30 WFYI. That's our new home.
Yep. And loving it.
Yes. So let's talk about that show. We're going to give you a little verbal preview, if you will, of what you're going to see and get you excited about tuning in, hopefully, or DVRing it if you're not going to be home.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, one person that most people in Indianapolis know and love, and that is Donald Davidson.
Ah, yes, the British man who talks about the Speedway. He knows everything.
He does.
He is like a little walking, talking history book.
Well, I asked him one time because we had him in the magazine 2 or 3 years ago as the cover. And I said, oh, you have a photogenic you have a photographic memory.
Oh, he does.
He said, no, it's this other thing. And because he only remembers certain things of certain things. So like he only knows racing. He couldn't tell you you see what I mean?
I do.
So he focused in
He's
on that.
He's fixated on racing.
Yes.
Other things don't stick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he's a great guy. Paul Petit, a guy you know.
Yeah.
A guy I believe you
great
host
guy.
The show with.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You guys have so much fun.
We do.
But anyway, so Paul's going to go interview him, or already has interviewed him. What am I saying? And then another one, which is a big story with boomers, is hepatitis C. Did you know 1 out of 4 baby boomers have hepatitis C and don't probably even know it?
I did not know the statistics, but I have heard probably peripheral on TV or somewhere that you don't know you have it. And why is it something that you don't know you have? I don't get it.
Well, what happened is, for instance, if you had a blood transfusion, say you had a baby and you lost a lot of blood.
Right.
They give you a blood transfusion back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have hepatitis C.
Oh.
If you,
how do you test for it? Is it something you just go into your doctor and say, hey, I want to be tested?
The thing is, yeah, you do. But the thing is, you have to ask for it. It's not standard in the panel of the blood work they do.
Huh.
But it's an easy blood test, so they just do it. And then it's good to know because what happens is if you get behind the eight ball of hepatitis C, you're probably not going to be around for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. Well, I remember not Winona Judd, but her mom, Naomi.
Yes.
She has it. And I just remember that's kind of the first time I ever kind of it registered with me. Well, I wonder what is that, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people just don't know. They're just, you know, you just need to know about it, and they don't.
Good. So I can't wait to watch the show.
Hopefully this will help.
And find out about it. Sounds good.
You are doing a special segment on the show.
Oh, the yoga segment? Is that this week?
Okay.
So we met this lady. Her name is Devana, and she... I'm trying to think of the name of the program. She is a yoga instructor. Uh-huh. She's been doing it for many, 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 many years. She's a baby boomer. Mm-hmm. And she offers, she doesn't offer. Indy Parks, our Indy Parks Department, in conjunction with Marion County Health Department.
Oh, the health department.
And there's one more. Anyway, they have teamed up to offer free fitness and health classes.
Wow.
Not specifically for seniors, but they do have some that are just for seniors. And they happen at different Indy Park locations. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but many of our Indy Park locations have a facility with them. Mm-hmm. This particular yoga workout is Mondays and Wednesdays from 3:15 to 4:15 at the Post Road... I don't know. I think it's the World Sports Park where they were building that cricket field a while back, but never finished it. Anyway, so that's where they offer it. And she's a very cool lady. They've been doing it for 15 years. It's called Indy in Motion. That's what it is. That's the initiative.
Okay.
Indy in Motion. So
sounds like a good idea.
It's a great idea. So you're going to meet Devana, and there's a lot of people that go to this.
Well, why
she's
not?
Good.
Especially if it's free.
So they're celebrating 15 years. So it's a cool story. You'll want to see it.
Okay. The one other segment, which I found very interesting, this gentleman actually approached me. He helps boomers plan exit strategies from their businesses.
Oh.
There's a lot of people, a lot of boomers, I should say, that own their own business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe they're ready to retire. Maybe they're ready to do something different.
Move on to the next chapter.
They're very good. That is absolutely right. But anyway, this gentleman, this company, is able to help you figure out what your company's worth. You know, all those things that are involved in trying to exit out of a business that maybe you've had 20 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, it should be interesting.
I can't wait to see that. That's really very smart.
Yes. Okay. You mean from me or no?
No. Just it's interesting to have that. No, is there something I need to know? Wait a minute now.
Where'd that word smart come from?
Hey. But helpful information, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely. Like a succession plan.
Yes.
Kind of like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a good show. Again, WFYI, 7:30 on Tuesday nights.
On WFYI.
It's going to be fun. So a new magazine is out in Kroger's, your area Kroger. And you'll see a couple of hopefully familiar faces. It's Paul Petit and myself, because Indie Boomer has started a new season. They're giving us a boost by talking about it in the magazine. So we're on the cover. It's kind of cool. Oh, yeah. It says new season, new home, and with your host. So your aging host. anyway,
don't say
you know
that.
What? Yeah. I love this magazine. I have, since the first time I picked it up, I like the recipes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get people that read it and say, I got such great information. You know, last week we talked about the ugly produce. You've got a whole page in the new magazine about going organic. You know, we talk about that. What does that really mean? Well, you're going to find out. John White, a freelance writer who writes for the magazine, even went so far as to tell us how to help us shop for organic food. So I thought that was
cool. And find out if it's real.
Yeah, because they could just label it organic, right?
Exactly right. Exactly.
And I don't know how they get away with that. It's supposed to be, I don't know. We'll find out. Read the article.
Yeah.
You'll love that. I wrote a little article about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Which
that was a good one.
Just had its induction. Love you, John Bon Jovi. Anyway, they just had that. They just had the special on HBO not too long ago. And Mary Pat, I don't have HBO. I was like, who has HBO? I want to come and watch it. But anyway.
I don't either. All I have is a cable. At least I get WFYI.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. So the magazine is out. It's always got some electrifying information. This issue especially, because there's an article about electric bikes. And I don't know if you've ever ridden one or thought about it.
We did a segment for that,
we
too.
We did. There's a cool store up in Whitestown/Zionsville called E-Boom. So it's electric bikes for baby boomers. Get it, E-Boom. And they have got what you need. They've got a little bit of everything. I even saw a bike that folds up in their store.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Well, I've seen a lot of them when I was in Holland because it's so small. They'll carry them on the buses or on the trains.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, very cool. So, pick up the magazine. As always, find us on Facebook. Look for Indie Boomer. And we're on Twitter as well under Indie Boomer. Instagram, Indie Boomer Magazine. No, Indie
Mag Rag. No,
Mag TV Radio Magazine. TV Radio Mag. Indie TV.
Search for Indie Boomer.
Sign up for our newsletter. It's really cool. I think it will remind you to watch the show and listen to the radio show.
Give you some previews of the show as well.
Yeah, it's cool. So we hope that you will reach out to us on social media and digital content, etc. We have a YouTube channel you can like, all that good stuff. So anything we forgot? Julie at IndieBoomer.com, Mary Pat at IndieBoomer.com. If you ever have a great idea for the show, we've had some of our best guests or people that reached out to us.
Oh,
Andy Ray,
sure.
Our movie critic, love him. He reached out to us. So we've had some really great shows around the things that you have written to us and said, hey, we'd love to hear about this. And then we go and research and we bring it to you. So very good. Well, thanks for listening to Boomer Radio again today. We'll be back next Saturday. You know it. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, right? And you are listening to Freedom 95. Have a great day.
This has been Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson. Join us again next Saturday at 4:30.